If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me.
But should any of us depend on simply obeying all the Ten Commandments, all the dietary laws, and begin offering sacrifices again, even build another temple and do it perfectly so that we can be saved eternally? Well, no one ever has, so no.
This is Wings of the Morning, a program designed to help you soar above the clouds of another day on the wings of faith and prayer. Wings of the Morning is brought to you every Sunday at this time on WDEL under the direction of the Reverend Thomas Lehman, President of Sunday Breakfast Mission, Wilmington, Delaware. And now, here to share the good news of the gospel, Reverend Tom Lehman.
Thank you, Gerald. And my friend, one summer between my 7th and 8th grade, I was laid up all summer due to a badly broken leg. I won't tell you that story now. It was difficult to amuse myself having to lug around a cast that went up to my hip. I read profusely, but even that got old. New houses were being built around us, and so I sometimes would sit and watch the builders. The bricklaying was fascinating to me. First, the bricklayer put down the large cinder blocks, and then covering them on the outside was the decorative layer of bricks. At first, I wondered what would hold them in place. It seemed that the thin outer layer of bricks surely must just topple over. But then I saw the little pieces of bent aluminum that the bricklayer had put at measured intervals all along the inner cinder block wall that would hold the outer brick wall. You know, unfortunately, we hear all too often of houses, buildings, roads, and bridges that come apart, tumbling down, breaking up from shoddy work and defective materials. When people's property is destroyed, or even lives lost, as when a bridge or building collapse occurs, it breaks our heart, doesn't it? Yet the reality is that everything eventually deteriorates. Everything crumbles. You know, in Michigan, we used to talk about, kind of kid about, the two seasons of the year, winter and road repair. Well, we're going to talk about things that crumble and something that lasts in the spiritual world today on Wings of the Morning. Right now, would you listen to Stephen Curtis Chapman as he sings an amazing story of the one true God?
One voice in the dark, a song that lights up the stars. One breath that gives life, one sovereign in power, who speaks with thunder and fire. One Lord, one King, there is no other that can compare to you. You are the one.
One love above.
In Hebrews chapter 10, it says, "The law is only a shadow of the good things that are coming, not the realities themselves. For this reason, it can never, by the same sacrifices repeated endlessly year after year, make perfect those who draw near to worship. If it could, would they not have stopped being offered? For the worshipers would have been cleansed once for all and would no longer have felt guilty for their sins. But those sacrifices are an annual reminder of sins, because it is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins." Look, here is a picture, if you will, of a well-built building, a system, one that even God designed from the very beginning. Back in chapter 9 of Hebrews, he explains the truth about the Old Testament system of redemption. Without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. And right up front, right at the beginning of this passage, he identifies this system of laws and sacrifice as good. The law is a shadow of the good. He's saying a shadow, but he's also identifying it as a good thing. It's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. Like good buildings, good bridges, good houses, good roads, it is good. Remember, Jesus said that not any small thing would drop out of the law. He said it in the King James, not a jot nor a tittle. And that he didn't come to abolish but fulfill the law. It was good. His brother James talked about it even how perfect it was. God gave the law, and God always does good work. But should any of us depend on simply obeying all the Ten Commandments, all the dietary laws, and begin offering sacrifices once again, even build another temple, and do it perfectly so that we can be saved eternally? Well, no one has ever done it perfectly. No one. Except one, Jesus, that is. So, no. In fact, God's purpose from the beginning was not that his people or any people would be saved through that system. It was destined, even though it was good, to end and allow the fulfillment that would once and for all provide the sacrifice, the ultimate sacrifice necessary for our sins. So this is what that means for you and me. First of all, following all the laws of the Old Testament will not save you. Neither will following all the Sermon on the Mount in the New Testament, nor any other part of the New Testament. Also, not even going to church or synagogue, temple of any religion, or mosque all the time will it get you any closer to heaven. Like good roads, all supposedly good roads to heaven that mankind has looked to will eventually crumble and fail. There is only one way to heaven. That's Jesus. Here's what, who, and why. It says in Hebrews chapter 10, again, verse 5, "Therefore, when Christ came into the world, he said, 'Sacrifices and offerings you did not desire, but a body you prepared for me. I have come to do your will, O God.'" So the writer of Hebrews goes on, "And by the will we have been made holy through the sacrifice of the body of Jesus Christ once for all." What was needed? A road that would never crumble. A once for all. Who could this be? Only the sinless Son of God incarnate could take all our sins upon himself and complete the sacrifice. In fact, the prophet Jeremiah says that God then remembers our sins no more. But the why goes even farther, because just forgiveness would only be a partial victory if it wasn't accompanied by true change. The law and system of even the Old Testament religion was never perfectly followed, as I said. It never changed people's hearts. But the prophecy of Jeremiah was fulfilled in Jesus. And he says, I will put my laws in their hearts, and I will write them on their minds. This is the only non-crumbling road. This is the secret ingredient. This is the permanent redemption. When God changes your heart, he changes your attitudes and actions. And that is done by accepting Christ and his sacrifice on the cross as the once-for-all solution to our sin, to your sin and my sin. Are you tired of trying to be good enough for God? Why don't you try Jesus' sacrifice? Let Jesus' sacrifice change your heart. Why don't you pray with me? Dear Jesus, even though I don't get all this, pray that. I need you to cleanse me from all my guilt and give me a new heart. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, please call me or write me. You can call me at 877-306-HOME. That's 877-306-4663. Or you can reach me at sundaybreakfastmission.org. That's all three words, sundaybreakfastmission.org. I want to send you something to help you in this new life that you just prayed to receive. And may God richly bless you.
You've been listening to Wings of the Morning on 1150 AM and 101.7 FM WDEL. You're invited to share in this ministry by addressing your communications to Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. That's Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. And listen again next week at the same time for another broadcast of Wings of the Morning.